people. And, you know, that's something we need to be really concerned about. And one of the other biggest challenges, and as Jason, you talked about it, and according to another report released, that more than 1.3 billion people globally do not have access to safe drinking water. And I think the number is a lot more than that. And even if the number is, thank you so much, not more than that, it would be, okay. Now it's stuck on this, great. Okay. I have no relationships to disclose. So the objectives of this presentation are the socioeconomic and environmental factors which influence and contribute to urban health will be discussed, and strategies of keeping urban health populations globally, and the link between the Millennium Development Goals progress and urban health. So these are the three objectives. Okay, move. So, you know, in the past decade, as we just were discussing, there's been a rapid influx in globalization. And again, these figures are from the, you know, the WHO and the UN. And it says that 50% of the global population was living in an urban area, up from 33%. And I just gave you the figures, which are just hot off the press in a UN report, which was released last night. And one of the biggest challenges we have is, at present, according to the WHO, that 820 million urban residents live in slums globally. That's almost close to a billion. And again, in the best, you know, it's not that we don't have to believe these numbers, but actually I'm sure it's a lot more. So it's almost a billion people who are living in slums, in urban slums. And one of the the other biggest challenges we have, and this is a slide from the WHO, which just shows us the comparison between the urban population in millions in the countries, and then we have the more developed countries in the blue line and the red, the less developed countries. So this kind of tells us that in the middle income, or the re-emerging economies, as they're called, we have more and more people kind of shifting to the urban area because they perceive life in the urban area a little better than what they can get in rural areas. Okay, and so what are some of the health challenges these people face? One of them is infectious diseases, and I have that in yellow just to highlight it. And this is exacerbated by poor living conditions. And Jason, in his presentation, so eloquently talked about the lack of sanitation, specifically with regard to potable water. And the other biggest challenge we have are injuries, road accidents, violence, and crime. And last month, I had the opportunity of attending the UN convened the General Assembly, and they devoted 2 days to non-communicable diseases. And the incidence of non-communicable diseases is really getting higher, especially in the urban areas, due to lack of exercise, fueled by pollution and tobacco use and physical inactivity. So when we're talking about urban health, it's just not one particular aspect, but we need to focus on all the pieces which contribute to, you know, the end result, and it's like a three-dimensional puzzle. Okay. This computer has a mind of its own. It's really playing tricks. And, no, so why should we be concerned? Because as I told you, most of the world's, discussed just now, most of the world's population lives in cities. And unfortunately, even in cities, there's a lot of discrepancy in the urban areas, in both the low and the high income areas. And one of the other biggest problems we have is with the rapid construction unplanned in so many cities. For example, in the city of Mumbai, according to a report published in 2007, in certain areas of Mumbai, which is one of the financial capitals of the world, is if you live in certain areas near Greater Chembur and beyond, it's like smoking 10 to 15 cigarettes a day because they have so much of pollution. So again, the pollution is really a big problem, and it's contributing to the DALYs, that's the disability adjusted life years lost. So again, that's what the last bullet is all about, that we have this unplanned urbanization, which has a lot of negative health consequences. And And then just to talk briefly about the non-communicable diseases, because at the moment, non-communicable diseases are considered the number one killer of the in the world, accounting for almost 63%. And as I told you, the contributory factor for a lot of these NCDs is urban, is the lack of a proper infrastructure for promoting good urban health. And in spite, even though we think of infectious diseases, we think of HIV/AIDS, it's 28% when compared to the total of all the categories of non-communicable diseases, which contribute to so much of morbidity and mortality. And some of these are like, you know, heart attack, stroke, cancer, and chronic respiratory diseases. And the increase of childhood asthma and diabetes is really growing, going on. And one of the biggest challenges we face is that 80% of these NCDs occur in low and middle income countries. And again, I put together this little, you know, I guess it's like a, what do you call it, a diagram, just to kind of highlight as to what are the problems and why they are a major threat to urban development. And you can just see how it is also urbanization and increased exposure to common modifiable risk factors, which include the way we live and the policies we have in place for making urban health better and actually even having something like that. And then again, this pyramid, this is one of the new, in the report the WHO has, this pyramid talks about the relationship between the social determinants of health and also what we are having with the NCDs. So this pyramid is kind of pretty self-explanatory, and due to the interest of time, I'm just racing over. And this slide, again, shows us the global burden of the non-communicable diseases, and this is a 2000 data, and you can see that, you know, in the various regions which are designated according to the WHO, that's why you have the Africas, you have, you know, Europe, you have Southeast Asia region, and this just shows you the differences in male and female. And again, you can see that females are affected disproportionately more in certain parts suffering from non-communicable diseases. And again, the premature non-communicable deaths before the age of 60, this is a good estimate. And you can see how in the low and middle income countries, it's pretty high, contrary to the belief a few years ago that diseases like diabetes and hypertension were more for the, you know, affluent societies. So what can we do? First of all, we need to really have this World Health Day has this 5 calls for action, which they put out last year to promote urban planning for healthy behaviors. That means they also want to involve the city councillors and improve the urban living conditions. I think trick-or-treaters. Ensure participatory urban governance. And also one of the things is they're having cities which are accessible and age-friendly. That means there are a lot of places in the world who are, you know, where they do not have, excuse me, places which are accessible to people with special needs. Like there are no ramps for people with special needs. So this is something which they are thinking about. And how do you even make an urban area resilient to emergencies? And this has become more and more on the table after all these, you know, the various terrorist attacks we've had. This is an example of a mega city, but also we have a lot of pollution.